Oroville News on Wednesday, the 9th of February 2011. I am Mari, and at studio we have Miriam, Andrea, and Loretta. The weather forecast: sunny, 30 degrees, with temperature ranges between 19 and 31 degrees, wind at 7 kilometers, and a very good level of humidity of 60%. Chandresh from the Oroville Marathon shares with us the last updates before the big day, this next Sunday the 13th.
Well, this is our fourth marathon in Oroville, and we started with about 250 participants the first year, and it was doubling every year. We went to 512, then about 900, and this year we have 1400 participants. We have 250 runners for the full marathon, about 650 or so for half marathon, and another 400 for the 10K. We have about 150 children from around village and Oroville who are going to run the 5K and 2K. So looks like there will be a lot of people coming together this Sunday in visitor center. That's where we are going to start, early morning at 5 o'clock. And it's a very beautiful scene with all the young people and everybody enthusiastic coming to run. And it's dark and the people come with the torchlight and they run with the torchlight. It's a very nice scene. And also, since it is such a large distance, it spans the whole community of Oroville, different communities. And so we definitely, like previous years, we have a lot of volunteers who have signed up and helped to help out. Usually we need about 150 to 200 volunteers to organize an event of this magnitude, and we have been very supportive by the community, and so this year also it will be very nice. We have a lot of people who have already signed up, but it's always good to have support along the road and also at the finish, at the start, if they want to get assigned to a particular spot. And Balaji can be reached at telephone number 262-2973, but they are most welcome to come on Saturday. That's when the registrations start happening at visitor center in the kind of afternoon, 12 to 7 to 8, or next morning they can always come at 5 o'clock at the visitor center parking ground, and you know, from there they'll get assigned to some task. But even if they cannot come, they could still, you know, later in the Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, 7, 7.30, 8, they can come out and cheer the runners. We have put up the spectator guide, that means showing where the runners will pass through which community, and they can look at that in the news and notes or AVNet, and then, you know, accordingly see where they would like to, you know, come out and cheer them.
Some changes on the held found off timing from February 16 to the end of March. Instead of Tuesday and Thursday morning, the office will be open on Wednesday and Saturday afternoon between 2:30 and 4:30. You also can put, on any other day, your medical bills in the box at the reception counter from the health center. L'Avenir has published on intranet their financial expense for the last trimester of 2010 and some explanations on it. We appreciate this big effort to transparency and encourage the community to participate and check their report. A beta version of the Unending Education portal is online. Check it on edu.oroville-portal.org. The objective of this project is to provide a virtual teacher center where teaching material and teaching experience can be shared. For more information, contact Martin at 948-614-4076 or email martins@oroville.org.in. After a beautiful work and due to the present condition of AV Library, Jürgen has announced his resignation from the 28th February onwards. People respond supporting Jürgen and also concerned with the situation. To know more, check on Jürgen's intranet post. Rajamani, the on-site manager of Echo Service, has moved on and Istridar has taken his place. During this transition, if you need waste pickup, you can call one of the three people. Jayamurti, Jillian, or Oralis. And if you can't get through to any of these phone numbers, write to ecoservice@orville.org.in. And remember, tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Town Hall, we have the general meeting on housing. You want a new scenario? Be part of the change. The side of thought is not enough. The side of delight too must be entirely grasped. Ideas, forces, existence, principles are hollow moods unless they are filled with the breath of God's delight. Sri Aurobindo. The news are a glimpse of the life in Orville. If you want to participate, to know more, to get involved, please come to the radio. More and more people of Orville are participating on it. And to construct the change, we need to be part of it. Bye-bye.